We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
The Breakfast Club.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, November 2nd, goes to the social team over at E! News. Now, if you haven't heard, I don't know how you could have missed it, but one-third of the most influential rap group of the last decade, the Migos, Takeoff, was fatally shot in Houston on Halloween. Definitely an L for the culture, hip-hop culture, black culture, just the overall culture of humanity, because America absolutely has a problem with gun violence, and that gun violence often leads to these kind of situations. And I don't even have the words for this, you know, Takeoff situation, because anything I say just sounds like an old script. You heard it all before. It's literally like reporting that Nick Cannon is expecting another child. It's just a cliche headline at this point. Insert any rapper's name here, shot and killed at insert age here, and keep it moving. That's the routine. It's been the routine for a long time. It's going to probably, sadly, continue to be the routine. Rinse, wash, repeat. Somebody gets killed, folks get online and talk about stopping the violence. Everyone does their videos, their long captions about the person and how we all got to do better. Dig up their old grainy photos with a person to post and act like they were so cool with that individual. And they give flowers to the person that they never even thought about giving to the person when they were alive. And then in about a week, folks are on to the next. It's just the world we live in. And I get it. Digital tributes are important. You know, I'm not a big digital tribute person, but the outpouring of love that some individuals receive is very dope to see. But most of it is performative. Most of it is people trying to increase their engagement. And if you don't believe that, look no further than E! News. Now, I'm not expecting E! News to be up on culture, but we're not talking about no poot butt ass group here. Okay, we're talking about, you know, we're not talking about some underground rap group that folks don't know. We're talking about the Migos. Okay, I told y'all, the most influential rap group of the past decade, they helped to evolve that triplet flow that, you know, 3-6 Mafia, Bone Thugs did before them, their ad-libs. You know, there's a bunch of people out here who sound like the Migos. These guys were on SNL, for God's sake. All right, nominated for Grammys, co-headliner with Drake. What I'm basically trying to say is white people love the Migos too, okay? They were a big deal, so they are a big deal. So E! News, of course, decided to report on Takeoff's death, and they tweeted out yesterday, Migos rapper Takeoff, dead at 28. Police give update on investigation. What y'all needed to update E! News was the picture y'all used, because that wasn't Takeoff. The picture they used was Offset. Now, I don't know if outlets do things like this on purpose because they know it will increase engagement. You know, please understand folks profit off your outrage. But let's just say you are completely culturally clueless. I mean, oblivious to what's going on in hip hop culture. You can't look at everyone else's picture they posted and say, hey, this isn't the same guy. Okay. You know, this is the reason that the stereotype that all black guys look alike to white people will never die. And to be fair, I don't know if the person who posted this tweet was white, but I can taste the unwashed chicken and excitement for Taylor Swift's new album in this tweet. So I'm just going to assume they are. And this is why we use the term culture vultures, because I would rather you not celebrate me at all than celebrate me just because you want to be a part of the algorithm. Just because, you know, someone's death is a trending topic doesn't mean you have to participate, especially if you're just doing it because it's a trending topic. This was clearly a rush job. If it wasn't a rush job, I'm pretty sure you would have gotten the right picture. Okay? Message the E! News and anyone who rushes to report on someone's death for their own personal gain. Simple task when you about to post this stuff. Ask yourself, are you doing it because you actually care about this person? Are you doing it because everyone else is doing it? Are you doing it because you are actually impacted by it? Are you doing it just for engagement? E! News, you just tweeted that because it's the popular thing, okay? Because you don't care. And you showed how much you don't care by not even having the right picture of Takeoff up. Listen, if you ain't never been culture, don't ever comment on culture, because you don't understand culture. So stay the F out of the culture, please. And now please let Remy Ma give E! News social team the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
And salute to the legendary Tretch from Naughty by Nature. Had to remix his words just now.
Okay.
Yeah, drop on the clues bombs for Tretch.
Shout out to the Tretch.
Mm-hmm. If you ain't ever been culture, don't ever comment on culture, because you don't understand culture, so stay the F out of the culture, please.
Mm-hmm.
Respectfully.
All right. Thank you for that donkey today.
Mm-hmm.
Up next, you all right over there?
You might not turn your mic on.
You don't even know how to turn your
damn mic on. I didn't. That's not my fault.
You don't even know how to turn your damn mic on no more. This is a shame.
I was going to say.
This is a shame.
Just in regards to that donkey of the day, I feel like the Breakfast Club page just recently put out the wrong pictures.
We did that with Chingy. Yeah, it was a story about Chingy, and we put Lupe Fiasco.
Who did that?
Got to the right of you.
You're not supposed to do that. You only do that to white people. I told you, I gave y'all strict instructions to only do that to white people.
I know.
All right. But
I
next.
I just wanted to point that out.
Ask.
Go home. Yeah. Go back to where you came from.
Right. Oh my gosh. You can't say go back to where you came from.
Oh God. Go home.
Go home. Canceled.
Okay. Go back to Brooklyn. All right.
Go back to your
Popeye. Right back to Brooklyn. That's right.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.